The governor first allowed restaurants to sell alcohol off-site in April when he closed indoor dining due to the COVID pandemic. Last week, the state Alcoholic Beverage Control Board voted to extend those alcohol regulations through November. Todd Perez is co-owner of Philly's Pizza.
The idea behind the governor's mandate was to give businesses a chance that we're failing. We bought this business literally weeks before this whole thing went down, all the restrictions and the coronavirus. We lost a lot of money.
Some in Bethel criticized Philly's alcohol sales. Last month, the Bethel City Council voted to allow Philly's to continue selling beer and wine under the governor's mandate. Council member Mark Springer was the single dissenting vote, saying that the Bethel community voted to end packaged alcohol sales last year, and Philly's was acting like a package store. Perez co-owned a package store the vote shut down. He says people voted against hard liquor, which Philly's doesn't sell. Adding, in that same vote, the community chose to keep restaurant beer and wine sales opened. It's helped business. Under the state mandate, curbside alcohol sales do not require a food purchase. But Perez says that soon at Philly's, they will. As of last week, Philly's began stopping curbside sales at midnight. Customers who order alcohol curbside must also leave in a vehicle.
We didn't want any foot traffic is what we wanted to eliminate. I don't think it's a good image as far as the city is concerned.
Last week, Philly's also began limiting customers to one case of beer or six bottles of wine per order. Before, there were no limits. Perez says home delivery rarely meets this limit. The state requires home delivery orders to include food, and any alcohol must equal at least half the cost of the food order.
So unless you're having a party or something like that, you will never hit the alcohol restrictions on that for the governor's mandate.
Perez supports home alcohol delivery, saying people receiving beer and wine at home with a meal are not on the roads. Operating during this pandemic is tough, but Perez says Philly's has not laid anyone off and has even hired more employees. Home delivery is up and dining is about half what it was when they first opened. But it's steadily picking up, and Philly's is growing along with it. It's soon bringing out new menu items.
Beef brisket sandwiches and Philly cheese steaks and some new appetizers. You know, we're actually going to serve nachos in town, and they're not going to be with some pumped cheese sauce.
It'll start lunch deliveries this month, with alcohol sales not starting until 4 p.m. And it's planning specialty nights, like Mexican Mondays and family nights with live music.
Bethel needs new blood and new things in the town to make it more attractive and also to attract doctors, nurses, you know, police, where if there's other things to do in town, then you have that.
Philly's is also donating lunch and dinner every day to the Tundra Women's Coalition through the end of the year. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.